Current News. I'm John Scott. Speaking with reporters earlier, President Trump says he's at the Capitol to give Republicans a pep talk as they work on a tax cut bill.
I'm a cheerleader for this party, and I'm a cheerleader for the country, much more importantly for the country. But I'm a cheerleader for the party, and we're going to go up, and I think we're going to have a very good discussion. There are one or two points that some people feel strongly about.
The president has dismissed challenges the bill might cut Medicare and Medicaid funding. Another round of tornadoes struck the central U.S. after 4 days of tornadoes, thunderstorms, and heavy rain killed more than two dozen people. At least four tornadoes confirmed in Oklahoma and Nebraska on Monday evening. Thousands lost power in several states. Correspondent Bruce Schreiner reports the residents of London, Kentucky, are determined to bounce back following a Friday night tornado that caused major damage.
Some trees were uprooted, others are standing. No limbs are left, no leaves are left. So lives have been shattered. People are having to start over. And the cleanup is going to last for a lot of days. But the mayor here says that people are resilient. They're determined to rebuild no matter how long it takes.
The National Weather Service says the region can expect even more dangerous weather. New Jersey's top federal prosecutor says she's charging Democratic Representative LaMonica McIver with assault after a skirmish with federal officers who arrested the Newark mayor outside an immigration detention center. McIver charged with assaulting, impeding, or interfering with law enforcement. The misdemeanor case brought against Mayor Ras Baraka of Newark has been dropped. Authorities arrested an Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office employee in connection with that escape of 10 inmates. Six remain at large. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers seeking to curb the LGBT agenda.
One bill that is advancing would establish that a parent who refuses to allow their child to live as the opposite sex is not guilty of abuse and neglect. Another measure would force insurance companies that pay for sex change operations to also pay for any adverse consequences of those operations. And a third piece of legislation would define male and female in strictly biological terms and eliminate any other options from Texas state documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gary Lineker, the England soccer great turned media celebrity, has lost his job at the BBC after an offensive Instagram post. Lineker, who is the British national broadcaster's highest paid presenter, shared a post from the group Palestine Lobby showing a picture of a rat with the words Zionism explained. His tendency to reflect his views on social media have caused growing friction with the BBC. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Shares of Home Depot have been moving higher, rising more than 2% pre-market after the home improvement chain beat Wall Street sales targets and reaffirmed previous sales growth projections despite an ongoing housing market slump. Target and Home Depot rival Lowe's report their latest results tomorrow. In comments at its annual investor conference, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon suggested that geopolitical risks remain a major threat to the global and the U.S. economies. Dimon says stagflation, a recession with inflation, would be a worst-case scenario. Global markets rallied today after China cut key interest rates to help fend off an economic slump worsened by trade friction with the U.S. China's central bank made its first cut to its loan prime rates in 7 months. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.